MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 12, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. The Onion Town Grill will be closing later this weekend. Handicap parking fines will be increasing in Peabody. And Salem State President John Keenan talks about student affordability.
I'm Bill Newell. Later in sports, some scores from high school lacrosse and a local baseball team is headed to South Carolina this weekend. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Rain near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:59 p.m. More than a dozen protesters gathered in front of Congressman Seth Moulton's office yesterday to protest the war between Israel and Palestine. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that the Massachusetts Peace Action and North Shore for Palestine groups, as well as the Jewish Voice for Peace Boston, delivered statements to Moulton's office. The Onion Town Grill in Danvers will be closing on Sunday. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos reports that the property on 175 Water Street will become a charter school. Patrons are encouraged to stop by one last time to write a message on the restaurant's walls. A corned beef dinner will be served all weekend, and the Pioneer Charter School is expected to begin construction on the site later this year. The city of Gloucester started work this week clearing trees from Swinson's Field. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Mayor Tree Service was seen using heavy equipment to clear out dead and invasive trees for the Gloucester Public Works project. A Gloucester resident who lives at the end of Swinson Way says, "It's just unnecessary devastation." She added, "It's a beautiful place," and she felt that more than just dead and hazardous trees were being taken down. Salem State University President John Keenan was a recent guest on Dr. Judy Joseph's Lynn TV program, The History of Success. Keenan noted that this is a busy time of year for the school.
We're about to celebrate two commencements on May 18th, 17th, and 18th, celebrating the success of our many students who've gone through Salem State over the last 4 years, as well as bringing in a new class. So we had a accepted students day for about 1,600 people on Saturday to bring in our class next year. So it's a very exciting time of year. And for me to be the 14th president of Salem State, I couldn't be more proud to lead my hometown university.
Keenan adds that with new financial supports to fund students, Salem State can be much more affordable.
This is perhaps the best time, the most productive time of financial aid in the Commonwealth's history as a result of the Fair Share Act that was passed, as you may recall, last year, and required a significant amount of income to be distributed between transportation and public education. As a result of that, I'm very proud to say that Governor Healey and, yes, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, who was a very proud Viking, came to our campus in November to announce the historic amount of financial aid for our students, which essentially means that for all Pell-eligible students, those of family household income of about $72,000 or less, essentially free tuition and fee to go to community college, to state university, and or to UMass. So that's a pretty exciting program, to not living on campus, but to commute, being a commuting student to those campuses.
And Keenan also talked about additional affordability metrics for the school.
State, we were just recognized by College Net to be the most social, provide the highest ranking in terms of social mobility in Massachusetts, which means we take in students from socioeconomically challenged communities such as Salem and Lynn, Chelsea, Revere, and give them the tools that they need to succeed in a profession and really advancing in terms of their success financially in a profession, in a high-paying profession. So we're thrilled by that. And again, for the dollar value, when we see that some of these universities in Boston are charging anywhere between $90,000 and almost $100,000, Salem State, you can go there again if you're Pell eligible for free. And thereafter, a regular year at Salem State is about $12,000 as a commuting student and about $25,000 as someone who's living on our campus. So you can't beat the value, truly can't beat the value. And, of course, our faculty are just outstanding.
That's Salem State President John Keenan speaking with Dr. Judy Josephs on LynnTV.org. The city of Peabody has announced that handicap parking fines have increased to $300. The Daily Item reports today that the Peabody Commission on Disability is also working on a sensory braille trail along the Bonfanti Nature Trail. Also in the item, Add Marblehead teachers to the list of area educators doing standouts before school in support of paid parental leave. Marblehead teachers were out in force yesterday morning as part of a coordinated effort among 11 North Shore school districts. And concerns over Newburyport's water supply have prompted Mayor Sean Reardon to schedule a field trip to the Artichoke Reservoir later this month. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News that there was a minor breach at the reservoir during heavy rain in January, and he stated that this will be a good opportunity for people to learn a little more about the things we have in our own pipeline and how we are tracking those issues. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Orioles beat the Red Sox again last night, 10-4 in 10 innings. The Red Sox will host the Angels tonight. The Knicks beat the Celtics 118-109 last night. The Celts will host the Hornets tonight. The Bruins were off last night. They play next in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. The Salem News Winter Awards wrap up today with the naming of the Coaches of the Year. The Boys Hockey Coach of the Year is Marblehead's Mark Marfione. He brought the Headers to a D3 state title. Locally in sports yesterday in boys lacrosse, Danvers 13, Gloucester 7, Peabody 8, Salem 5, Ipswich top Linfield 13-10. In girls lacrosse, Peabody 10, Salem 1, Swampscott 16, Marblehead 9, and Beverly over Winthrop 14-3. The St. Mary's baseball team is headed to South Carolina this weekend to play some games this coming week at Myrtle Beach. This is St. Mary's coach, Derek Dana.
Last time we went down there, we played four games, two that count, and then two game scrimmages. So you're playing an actual game, umpires, all the same rules. They're not counting as an actual MIAA game. So that's the same deal. We didn't have as many teams because last time we went, we played a team from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, I believe two from Ohio. There was a lot of teams down there. For some reason, there's not as many teams going this week. But we do have the same schedule, two games that actually count and two game schedules because it's nice to get some of the kids that don't play all the time, you know, into a full game, especially in the nice weather. The complex down there is awesome. I think they've got like 10 different fields all in the same place, batting cages all over the place. So we get a lot of baseball down there.
St. Mary's baseball coach Derek Dana, the Spartans are off to a 3-0 start. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday and a great weekend.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.